Milton Viorst is an author and Middle East correspondent for The New Yorker magazine. He traveled to Baghdad with Congressman Nick Rahal, a Democrat from West Virginia, and a member of a four-person delegation which also included former U.S. Senator James Aberesk. The delegation, which was in Baghdad over the weekend, was on a humanitarian mission designed to find a peaceful way out of the confrontation between the United States and Iraq. Viorst has remained in Baghdad, and he joins me now. What more can you say about this peace delegation?
Well, the peace delegation came away feeling quite disappointed with the results, and lo and behold, we woke up this morning and all found out that President Saddam Hussein seems to have shifted gears, and everybody in Baghdad is kind of scratching their heads figuring out what brought all this about.
Well, do you think the delegation played a role in Iraq's decision to allow the inspection?
It might. I think it's correct to say that there's been a huge amount of international pressure. An awful lot of people are scared stiff about what will happen if there's another war. And Nick Rahal and Senator Aberesk were quite eloquent, and they may have pushed it over the top. They came away, as I said, feeling that they had failed to do so. But who knows? I mean, it's a very mysterious government. Very little is known about its inner machinations. And I think many people in the government itself were surprised to learn that this was a decision that came out early this morning, and everybody in town is trying to figure out what it means.
How did the Iraqi people hear about this?
Well, they heard about it the same way we did, on the radio and on the television, and I think they breathed a sigh of relief. There's a big international conference here that the world lefties, from old revolutionaries from around the world, that Saddam Hussein and his people had convoked in order to give some impression of worldwide support. And it opened this morning to a whole series of speeches thanking Saddam Hussein, some of them for standing up to the United States, but almost all of them saying, thank God you have done this. We really feel as if you did the right thing.
What's the mood? I mean, is there still a concern that a U.S. attack could be imminent?
Oh, I'll say there is. I don't think anybody feels that this is over by any means. No matter where you go, on the streets, in the salons, in the embassies, everybody feels that this is still going to happen. After all, President Bush said that there was very little that Saddam Hussein could do at this point to stop the attack, and the initial response from the White House was scarcely an encouraging one, but still, I think that around the world, people feel that we're moving in a slightly different direction now, and that's certainly the way people feel in Baghdad.
There's a solidarity conference underway in Baghdad in which Yeah, Iraq's deputy prime minister spoke there today, Tariq Aziz. What do you know about that?
He spoke this morning. I heard him. The United States was terrible and that we are being consistent. We Iraqis are being consistent that we have cooperated with the United Nations over the years. Unfortunately, the Americans sent in spies to infiltrate the delegation of inspectors, and we're particularly sensitive to spies, I must say. That's something that's probably true according to all the evidence we have. And they don't acknowledge a change of policy because they maintain that they have always cooperated with the United Nations on the inspections and only pulled away when it became intolerable. But they say that most of the work had been done comfortably on both sides for years.
Author Milton Viorst in Baghdad.